Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Open Ears Project is supported by Belmond, who have collected and created some of the world's greatest luxury travel adventures. Iconic hotels, train journeys, river cruises, and safaris, each has a unique story to tell. Visit Belmond, BELMOND.com, and book your getaway today.
This is the Open Ears Project, day 28.
I think that most of the music that we make is some combination of anger and beauty. But I think sometimes there's something at risk. If everything were beautiful all the time, we'd probably bail by page 4. And here in this piece, it feels like something could go wrong or something is going wrong in the room next door. Not all is well, if all is often beautiful. Like, something not too far away is ill-intended. I'm Dessa, and I'm a singer and a rapper with the Doomtree Crew. And the piece we're listening to is by Bach, and it's called The Chaconne. So I grew up in South Minneapolis, and my mom was Puerto Rican from New York. My dad was a Midwestern guy, and he had loved music since he was a kid. He played the lute, which is like an Elizabethan old version of a guitar, like the kind of the rounded back. And I remember the smell of his guitar case. You can tell it was just like this mythic instrument. And listening to my dad play was probably the first source of like classical sounds in my home. So 12, 15 years ago, I was eager to start learning a little bit more about classical music. And I asked my dad, could you make like a starter kit for me? Like, what are some pieces that you think would be good kind of gateway drugs? And this piece was one of the first that he recommended. And I was totally in from first listen. And now, many, many years later, I become a rapper, in part because I wasn't sure how to become a published writer. So I ended up performing my essays, and then the essays started to rhyme. And soon enough, the essays are done over music, and bang, you're on the road. But, I mean, I think the cultural presumption is that there are very few people who like both classical music and rap. Like, those two forms, I think, occupy, like, polar ends of an imagined musical spectrum. And I think that sucks for not only, like, rap music and classical music, but for culture writ large. So in the years that I was listening to this piece, I was also struggling through a pretty tough, like, romantic relationship. I'd been dating another musician, both of us ambitious and committed to our work, and that made it really tough to be committed to each other. And I gotta say, I leaned harder on the music than I did on love. I would say that there's a patience that it asks for and a patience it imparts. So I sort of, you have to be tall enough to ride this ride, probably. Like, I have to be patient enough and focused enough. Pay attention, like, close your laptop, put your phone down, and be moved.
Dessa chose The Chaconne from Bach's Partita for Solo Violin No. 2 in D minor, and the whole thing is coming up in just a moment. It is, at 15 minutes or so, one of the longer pieces in the Open Ears Project playlist, but it's also one of the most rewarding and extraordinary. And what an incredible message from Dessa there about how rap and solo baroque violin music really don't have to be quite so far apart as we tend to think they are. That is so much of the animating spirit behind the Open Ears project. I really believe that music is music, and I also believe that we are all better connected when we really listen to each other. So thank you for being with us on this journey. You can drop us an email, hello@openearsproject.org, if there's anything you'd like to share with us, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you.